Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest information on Tropical Storm Barry. We'll first go to the satellite here. Well, we get a lot of social media questions, a lot of people asking, seeing this little swirl come out on the satellite, that is not the center. This is just a little spin coming out, and this will eventually rotate around what is the center, which is covered up by all this cloud cover out there in the Gulf of Mexico. But what that does do is provide some gusty winds and probably some enhanced rainfall. So you're starting to see some of this rain in these rain bands setting up around Barry with time. So just definitely wanted to talk about that. Still got a ways to go. So really, if you look at it, aside from that, really doesn't look like your typical tropical system. But as we move northward slowly, this band of moisture, all this moisture is going to move northward, and that's what's going to cause our problems with the water and the rainfall. Look at that latest track and the latest information. Winds are 65 miles an hour, slowly but surely getting a little stronger as the pressure continues to fall with some of the aircraft out there looking at the latest data, the information that we can find through the center of the tropical storm. But, you know, you look at the forecast here and we talk about these forecast points, how close they are together. And when they're close like that, that represents a pretty slow movement of this storm. So the longer we keep the storm around, the more rain we can get, the more storm surge we can get as the water continues to be pushed in onto the land. So here is in yellow the area of tropical storm force winds, and notice that's well outside the cone. We talk about this a lot. That cone is simply two-thirds of the time where we expect the center to be. So everybody watching, we got to think of it this way. The impacts, the wind well outside the cone, the rainfall well outside the cone. So we got to think about this as much larger. Remember on satellite, this was a very, very large storm. So some of the other impacts, rainfall is one that we talk about, a very dangerous impact associated with these storms. Look at these rainfall forecasts here in some areas right around the center and just to the right-hand side or east of the center. You can get some intense rainfall and could get some flash flooding in some of these areas. In fact, some of these values, I mean, right in the core in southeast Louisiana, some places could get 15 to 20 inches of rain, maybe even 25 inches of rain. That's just too much to handle. And you can get some flash flooding in that area. But not only there, look how far northward into Mississippi, where you can get, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rainfall, which is also very dangerous. So some of those areas could get flash flooding deep into Mississippi. And, you know, I've seen this many times where you get these slow-moving storms that move northward, and you get these rain bands set up 50 miles, 100 miles, 150 miles away from the center. You can get flooding as far away as Alabama and definitely over there in central Mississippi. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that with time. The other aspect of this is storm surge. Historically, the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So we got to watch this as well. Already we're seeing the water levels come up. The water gets pushed in through Lake Bourne, and we see Shell Beach coming up. We see some of the values and the gauges in there coming up. 3 to 5 foot in Lake Pontchartrain and some areas on the west side and the north shore where we have that storm surge warning. You get a lot of that storm surge. 3 to 6 feet, Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche, and over there, you know, St. Bernard Parish. You can get all sorts of storm surge there, 3 to 6 feet, and the Mississippi coast, 3 to 5 feet. So water's the danger here. We got to be prepared for it, and looks like over the next 24 hours to 48 hours, going to be a lot of problems with water. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.